No, bad word to start with. Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos, Or L'Chaf Hei Nisan, and we're in Shaar Yichud HaMaaser. We're at the very end of Perek Hei, and the last paragraph of Perek Hei, page Kuf Tzadik Aleph in the print that we're using. The Imlo Yatzliach, if the Yetzirah is not successful, the Metzorotzo Lahachshilcha, in this arrogant, condescending, jealous attitude that he tries to instill in you, Binyane Hamada, when it comes to Binyane Hamada in knowledge, in Torah knowledge, this is very interesting. If it doesn't work with Torah knowledge, but it could still work, Yizo Mezos, it's really the same thought pattern, but he's trying it now when it comes to Frumkeit, Chumrus, because I guess it's easier, and as much as the Yetzirah tries to entrap you to be arrogant and condescending, and all the things that he described in the last paragraph when it comes to your Torah knowledge, but even if he fails there, but apparently it's easier to do. He'll try in chumrus, you know, you do chumrus, and then you feel superior to other people who don't do those chumrus. Why? You don't need afikoman before chatzos. Oh man, you call yourself a Jew, but and such things. Even though it's not a chumrah, it's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Why so many, even gedolim, were not makbid enough to come by chatzos? I'm not exactly sure, but there were gedolim that were not makbid. It's certainly it's a machlokas. It's just normative halacha seems to be clear that you have to, but sometimes Ramesh Shapiro Shlita once. I used to go to a shir before I had the honor of becoming rabbi in the shul. He gave a shir twice a week in Sorotskin at night. So he wants, and he goes off on tangents a lot and talks, which is always very interesting, and the reason around half the people come to this year. He talked about, there's an area in halacha also which is like troubling, and that is, al pi halacha, you're really not supposed to daven mincha gedola unless you have to. You're supposed to daven mincha ktana, not mincha gedola. You're not supposed to daven at 1:15, you're supposed to daven and any time after whatever it is, 4 o'clock, whatever it is. I think 4 o'clock is Shoah Siris, whatever it comes out to be. Supposed to daven Zman Mincha Ktana. But so many Gedolim traditionally, and have set up even their yeshivas and then their personal lives, the Stipler, the Chazanish, like everybody that davens Mincha Gedola, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And it's a question. So he talked about that, like what. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it happens.
It's not the same as a din in Shulchan.
What?
It's not the same as a din in Shulchan Aruch.
This is a din in Shulchan Aruch. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch. That you're not supposed to daven l'chatchila mincha gedola. It's b'dieved. I don't know if b'dieved you a yotzei, but you're not supposed to do it. That's not the prime time for mincha. I guess in the Seder Hayom, like the Stipler we pretty much know, of Chaim Kanievsky, they were driven by doing a mitzvah, Zriza Magdima. Like as soon as it was Kiddush Levana time, you do it. You don't push anything off. You do it as soon as it's time. And they were driven by that. Also for yeshivas, it's just a more convenient way to schedule mincha. And it avoids a lot of things in halacha fell by the wayside, so to speak. Rav Chaim Volozhin made the first yeshiva as we know it, even though his yeshiva is a far cry from our yeshivas nowadays, but the basic structure of boys going, you know, to yeshiva and learning first seder, second seder, you know, that basic structure is Rav Chaim Volozhin. And the more the yeshivas develop, the more things like tikkun chatzos and other things like sort of got pushed aside because of the way the yeshiva's schedules worked out, for better or for worse. You know, you can say what you want about it, but that's the reality in history. And you don't find, you know, the individual shouldn't be bound by that. You know, we're talking about now limud of diktok and limud of history and limud of Tanakh. So the individual should certainly carve out his own time to learn these things. It's not like an avera to learn it. Akaponim. So, okay, I just went off on a tangent here. So apparently the Yetzirah knows that it's easier to do, to trap you in the sin of pride and feeling arrogant and feeling superior to others in Maisa Mitzvahs more than Talmud Torah. So you do chumras, you have these kind of tzitzes, this kind of tefillin, these kind of matzahs, and then slowly he will now describe, whoever doesn't do that is like a shegetz. Sheka asher, taisa maisa l'shem shamayim. This is an amazing phrase. That means the Yetzer Hara could worm his way in here to a person that's even doing it l'shem shamayim. We're not talking about a faker. We're talking about someone that means it sincerely. He's doing mitzvahs. He's being machmir. He's a yirei shamayim. So the Yetzer Hara finds his way even within such a mindset of someone doing it l'shem shamayim. Yagdileu beinecha. So what does he do? First of all, he makes it bigger than it is. You know, you're machmir, okay, you know. But he makes it like, oh wow. You know, and then it becomes all other matzahs are treif, and therefore whoever doesn't have your kind of matzahs is eating chametz on Pesach, basically, etc. The yigba libcha bo, you become arrogant. The yashpil an shedorcha beinecha, and it leads you to belittle and to make light of other people, other kihilos, other whatever. V'yekal be'enecha legano. You know, you have to walk a thin line between taka being machmer when appropriate, doing it for the right reason, yirashamayim. I would assume that's called the right reason, yirashamayim. You taka want to be choshesh. But again, you can't. That can't. What the Torah tries to do is to, like, the next step is to make you look down on others who don't do it, and that's where you say, no, that's absolutely incorrect. V'yekal be'enecha leganosam, you find now a heter, it becomes easy for you to actually berate them and make fun of them, ulevayshem ulachlimam, even to embarrass them, to talk against them. And then he says, you know, this is a famous sentence that the Chavis of obviously says it a few times. And you know, you got to stop and think. You don't know Hashem's scale, man. And Hashem's scale, they could be much more chashuv. They have different nisyonos, different backgrounds. They went to different schools. They have different rabbeim, different rabbonim. And you don't know the ultimate. The bottom line is, who does Hashem like, so to speak? Who does Hashem respect, so to speak? Who does Hashem Ratzon? Who's Mapik Ratzon Me Hashem? So you don't know. You don't know. So he's not Machmir in his tzitzis. He doesn't only wear woolen tzitzis. He doesn't only wear woolen tzitzis. He wears, you know, linen, cotton tzitzis. Okay, so you don't know. Maybe Hashem is proud of him because he's wearing tzitzis at all. Maybe he had to overcome a lot to even have tzitzis, you know. And to you, it's like, you know, yeah, this kind of a little hotter, big deal. Not that big a deal to you. So you don't know who's more chashuv in the eyes of Hashem. V'mhoya b'chavercha. And then this is the same thought pattern as we have in the last paragraph. V'mhoya b'chavercha Hashem ishmato l'Hashem u'maisim tovim imcha. Uh-oh. What do you do if someone's more machmer than you? Now what do you do? So you say, ah, that's a stupid chumrah. That's tam tachnyok to chumrah. You don't have to do it. And he's having yirashamayim. Shoes on the other foot now. He's the one that's being machmer. He's the one that's yirashamayim. So what does Yetzirah try to get you to do? To belittle it. And to say it's stupid. As an amoris, he doesn't know. You don't have to do that. There's no need. You kanei oscha Yetzir bo. Because you become hostile to him. You become jealous and hostile. You know, oh, he doesn't use chametz that was sold to a guy. Yeah, stupid guy. Shmana. Hey, would someone get me Shef Ashuk's phone number? Why didn't anybody get it to me? They have two dos mechira. which I don't understand. How can you have two dildos mechira? Whoever came, whichever guy came first owns the chametz.
Doesn't that just mean the second mechira is irrelevant?
To me, it means they're both irrelevant. I mean, you didn't take each one. Like, what does it mean?
If it's a real mechira and you sell something to someone,
right? So
you sell it again to someone else.
Well, obviously the second one's no good, but so what I'm afraid of is that it shows you that you don't know what you're doing, and you there must be a rational explanation here. I'm assuming, but I just in the email someone. I guess you can look up in the phone book. Maybe are they open? Are the managers not there anyway? Yeah, I'll go Sunday. I'll talk to the manager. I'll say, I don't know. I think I'll put up Eid HaRedis. Maybe by law he has to go to Biton. I doubt it. To sell the chametz, you can go to anybody. Why do you have to go?
I think it's like a
heksher. What? No, a heksher is different.
So he thinks it's like heksher.
Yeah, so, but what did he do? Did he authorize them both to sell the chametz, really? That means he has no idea what selling chametz means.
Maybe he's not. With Ada and the Rabbanut, he's just affirming that that's what he did.
But it's not. That's not how it reads. I had someone read it to me. V'yoyim alecho, shmano. Kol ma shenira b'mishtadlusa shel zeh b'mishmas Hashem. Like, uh-oh. Now he's the machmir. He's the tzaddik. And now I look bad. Harei umares chesroncha. Now I look bad. Vilmolei hu, the Torah says this, not consciously. No one will admit to the following sentence, although it's in the back of everyone's mind. But no one will admit that the Chavis Halvavus in your face speaks out the words that are going on in your kishkis. If not for him, people would hold of you more. Right? That's what jealousy is all about. If only he wouldn't be there, I would be the top gun. Top dog. And the reason I'm not, no one like looks at me, or you start imagining no one respects you and no one holds of you, it's because of that guy. Like a new kid comes into the class, children, you know, people, kids in school deal with this the whole time. They're on top of the class, and then someone new comes in, and all of a sudden they're on top of the class, and they can't deal with it, really. They don't know how to deal with it. Adults also can't deal with it. At a job, it happens. Right? Someone new comes in, a computer whiz, all of a sudden you feel like, uh-oh, I used to be the top guy in the office, everybody came to me to solve their problems, now it's this guy, so you try to trip him up, mess him up, you belittle him, this is, you go through all of this. Vilu molio yisubena b'nei adbap b'nei Hashem, atzadik banche derecha, I'd be top dog, and now this guy's taking over. And you start to think that even in the eyes of Hashem, like you would be, you know, you would be better, bigger, more chashuv. Lachain his garebo, the Yetzirah says, again, this is not conscious. No one would admit to these emotions. Chepa him, hold a grudge against him, trip him up, try to show that he's a phony. V'kane yustomoso, the chagar amumov, the migraosov, find out what he doesn't do so good so that you can talk about it. You say, yeah, he stands from an esrei for a long time. Yeah, but he doesn't know how to learn. Like, look for his chesroinus. Takova kishlonosov, pounce on him if he makes a mistake. There's chakel shigigosov, find out what he did by mistake, what he did by accident, to farsumain, and make sure it gets into the weekly newspaper. V'chol yecholtachov hashmitzo bohem. And then it degenerates. V'mecholtol holtiolov shemra b'sheker, even the sheker kdei lahashpo shmo b'nei habrios, I say. So again, no one will ever admit to this, but this kind of behavior goes on, unfortunately, very often. Now he gives you the answer, right? So how do you shove it back to the Yetzer Hara in its face? Hashev lo, b'heich ava, and this might go on the last paragraph too, with the Talmud Torah. And like the next few lines are like really worthy of an erlich sincere person. And you have to remember, we're talking about an erlich sincere person. If you say erlich sincere person, we're talking about lying, we're talking about messing someone up, embarrassing someone. Yeah, because even very erlich sincere people get bitten by the bug of jealousy. If you read books, even fiction books, or maybe better, real life books about things that people underwent in their lives due to jealousy, and then people, you know, a rov coming into a shul has to right away make friends with whoever used to be like the top learner in the shul, or else he's finished. That's how it is. It's human nature. The Yetzirah's answer, what you should answer the Yetzirah, is like only, it's amazing, because only like a tzaddik would talk like that, would think like that, what he's about to say. So you think if the guy's a tzaddik and he's so sincere and erlich, then why is he having these thoughts in the first place? Well, that's what Perakeh is about, Rabosai. Perakeh is about how the Yetzirah worms his way into your psyche and your kishkes and your thought process, and you don't even you don't think it's the Yetzirah. That's what the Chavis HaLodes wrote this perek for, that when you have a certain thought pattern, you should say, this is awful familiar. Oh, I learned about this in Perakeh and Chavis HaLodes. This is the Yetzirah talking. And that's really what he constantly is writing. He wants you to be aware that this is not a kosher thought process, but without, because this is what goes on by people naturally, and it's the Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah is not this outside force, the devil. You know, the Yetzirah is you. The Yetzirah is you. Human urges, human emotions, human instincts. So, because look at his Hashev Lo. It's like it's the thought pattern of a tzaddik, the Hashev Lo. Get hold of yourself and say to yourself, I will stop here before the Hashev Lo. And I just want to say, you know, although it seems weird, but you learn Nach. We've been learning Nach now for a couple of years. If you go back to, first of all, Chumash, Korach. It's not far-fetched. Korach was a great person. Achitofel was a great person. Doeg HaAdomi was a great person. Yerovam ben Nevat was an unbelievable person. Achi Ashiloni gave him a Yashikoyach, gave him the Melucha, and they were all bitten by the kinah bug. Really, it's really a behavioral pattern of very big people fall prey to this. Korach was ultimately jealous of Moshe. Right, his wife raised him on and made him jealous, and Doeg and Achitofel, right? You went to Achitofel, you asked him something, it was like talking to the Urim Batumim. He was jealous of David. Doeg was jealous of David. Yerovam ben Nevat, we learned, was and he ended up being the epitome of Chote Umachti, and the whole Aseres Hashvatim got lost and went down the tubes, all because of this jealousy bug. It's not, you know, we're learning it, it's not, oh man, who would think like that? Yeah, this is extremely, look at these names. Korach, Yerovam ben Nevat, Achitofel, it's really, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not.